program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Friday, January 30th, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now, as soon as we unmute her mic, is Monica Yatuma. She's a candidate running for Secretary of State here in the state of Michigan. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Good, good, good. I got a mailer from one of your opponents, and I'd like you to respond because one of the things she's promoting about herself is that she has experience in the Secretary of State's office under Terry Lynn Land, supposedly a Republican Secretary of State back in the day. But I know Terry Lynn Land personally. I worked with her on passing Right to Work back in 2010. This was, you know, during her stay as Secretary of State. And one of the things that I have a real problem with is she's the one that started motor voter registration. If people came in wanting to get a driver's license, a lot of migrant workers up here in northern Michigan work on our farms. They go into the Secretary of State's office in Barlow. I have been sitting in the chairs waiting for me, my turn, my ticket to be called. And I've heard the counter workers talking to migrant workers in Spanish because they don't understand English. Sat there right there with my own eyes. And then after they were done, take, you know, go put, stand on the footprint over there, get your picture taken for your driver's license. They came back to the counter and she said, "Would you like to register to vote?"
Oh my God.
and the migrant worker looked at his friend who was kind of acting as an interpreter until they found out they actually had a Spanish speaking person behind the counter. He looked at his friend like, can I do this? You know, I'm not a citizen. I'm a migrant worker here working for the summer. He registered him to vote. And that was started under Terry Lynn Land. And I'm sorry, anybody that worked in her office, her administration, had anything to do with Terry Lynn Land is an absolute no-go for me. But I just wanted to share that personal experience and that history with you because I've got a problem with people bragging about doing something that goes, honestly, I believe, Monica, it's led to the problems that we have with our qualified voter files, with, you know, illegals being here in our state voting. I mean, the issue is hot topic right now. Even Benson's firing back at your other opponent about, yes, what he put out there. Let's talk about that whole dynamic.
Okay, so let's start with the voter law, right? That falls under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. And basically what it does, you apply for a driver's license or renew, update your address, you get a state ID. And the state must offer the voter registration when you do that. Now, however, and by the way, I didn't know this was under Terry Lynn Land, by the way, Randy, that's news to me. So thanks for letting me know. Technically, yes, Michigan could stop automatic voter registration at the DMV. But from what I understand, it would be by changing the state constitution because it's federal law under current law, it's required. So it would take work with the, well, actually, if it's state constitution, it would take a ballot amendment. But here's the thing with automatic voter registration. We need to have stricter safeguards in place. And sorry, let me backtrack a little bit. So Terry Lynn Land, and yes, Amanda Love worked under Terry Lynn Land. And I want to address this because as we travel the state and we speak to delegates, the most important thing we can do is tell them about our background, our qualifications. And we are running for an office that requires the highest integrity and transparency. So when my opponent gets up there and says, yes, I worked under Republican leadership in the Secretary of State's office. I'm the only candidate that has experience in the Secretary of State's office and the AG's office. I want to be very clear. She was Terry Lynn Land's driver. And if you can ask Terry Lynn Land yourself, because Terry won't lie. She'll say, yeah, she was my driver. And so in the AG's office, she was Bill Schuette's secretary. So has never held any kind of position or role where she's been in management or leadership or has had to manage people, which is a very big deal. And I want your listeners to know this because we are running for an office. It's the chief election officer of the state. You're managing over 1,500 clerks, over 1,500 people working in the SOS office. This is going to take somebody who's had the experience of managing people and can run very large operations efficiently. So I'm glad you touched on that because that's very important. As far as the motor voter law and automatic registration, again, that comes from a federal law, right? So it's and we also have it in Michigan Constitution. And why we use automatic registration, we actually got Michigan's automatic voter registration from Proposal 3 in 2018 when we amended the Michigan Constitution. And the language just says that eligible citizens shall be automatically registered to vote when they apply or renew a driver's license or state ID, unless they decline. I think that we can put some policies in place to say that if it's clear that if an individual needs a translator or doesn't understand what they're being asked, then they should not be automatically registered to vote. Some other safeguards that we can put in place is that they need to show proof of citizenship, because that's the problem. We have people ending up on our voter rolls that are non-citizens, or we're ending up with duplicate registrations or registrations that are not exactly, let's say, legitimate, right? So we're stuck because of what's enshrined in the Constitution, but at the same time, there's so many safeguards that we can put in place so that we don't have any bad actors on our voter rolls. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, is my whole point. Had that person working the counter simply asked, I didn't even hear her ask, are you a U.S. citizen?
That's the problem.
Because had the gentleman been asked that question based on his actions, his body language, basically there just to get a driver's license, if she would have asked him that direct question, he would have said no, because he wouldn't have wanted to felt like he was perjuring himself. The guy was legit, in my opinion, legitimately honest and straightforward, and this woman kind of just pushed him right into it. And he, you know, he kept looking at his friend even when he was signing the voter registration application.
He probably didn't even know what he was signing.
He didn't even know what the heck he was signing. And again, Monica, if he simply had been asked the question, he probably would have said, no, I'm not.
Yeah. And that comes down to training of the employees. It's abysmal right now at the Secretary of State's office. And even in our elections, our election workers, they need to ask. And then after they ask, sometimes we do get some people that say yes, but they're not. And so the next step should be, if they say yes, they should be verifying, right? Show me a U.S. passport. Show me a U.S. birth certificate. Show me your permanent resident green card, right? Show me something to prove your citizenship. And then also we can be double checking if they're not catching it at the Secretary of State's office for whatever reason, although they have plenty of ways to check. Then it comes down to the local clerks, and we need to make sure that the training there is very just, you know, an all-encompassing training that's we set a certain standard.
Common sense.
Just common sense. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So our clerks are checking.
Yeah. One last thing I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Benson obviously is going after your other opponent, Anthony Ferlini.
Yes.
And she's claiming that even the alleged non-citizen who voted was actually under Ruth Johnson, another Republican former Secretary of State after Terry Lynn Land, is when that took place. What are the facts? What's the straight up about what Anthony's saying versus what Jocelyn Benson is saying?
So here's the thing. My opinion is that Anthony rushed, right? He's running for Secretary of State. He's a candidate, and he wanted to come out as somebody who was staunch on election integrity. He pulled out, you know, he used clerk resources to pull out this press conference and act like, oh, look what I'm doing. But here's the problem. She did a thorough investigation before even responding, talking about Benson. And the review so far found that Forlini's allegations, she found his investigation was incomplete, and it subjected at least one valid U.S. citizen who was eligible to vote to a criminal probe. So these accusations have real consequences for real people. So what he did is he accused someone of voting as a non-citizen, which wasn't the case at all, and then they were investigated and they had to go through all these things, all because he rushed for a publicity stunt. We don't need any more bureaucrats or politicians that want to pull out these publicity stunts to say, hey, look what I did. We need people that are going to get in there and do the job because it's important to them and they're passionate about it. It's a little insulting to all of us who have been in this election integrity fight when somebody does something like this. So we don't need another politician that wants to just pull out publicity stunts as their next Secretary of State. We need somebody like me who's going to get in there and get the job done.
Well, and that's the bottom line. Because I've looked at his political consultant running his campaign. I know his consultant personally. Just between you and I, he's a friend. And whenever he plays golf in my backyard, I live on a golf course here in Antrim County. I always leave him some cold beer behind the big oak tree on number 12's green. And Green Lee Scott comes over and gets the free beer, texts me and says, thanks, man.
The bottom Scott's line, a nice guy.
He is a great guy. I love him. But, you know, the way he did that, the whole thing was staged. Like you said, he used his office, which I think actually was a violation of campaign finance laws. But, you know, who follows those? And, you know, the bottom line is, I think we need a business person. You are a business person. You've never been elected as a politician. And honestly, I think that's what we need to fix the state of Michigan. Your final thoughts.
I agree completely with you. We don't need any more bureaucrats or any more people that have been a part of the broken process, the broken system in the Lansing Swamp in this office. Like I said earlier, this is an office that requires the highest transparency and integrity. And we need somebody that's going to come in and have innovative ideas, new, fresh ideas. And that's me. I have that business leadership. I'm coming with that outside view. I'm not a politician. I'm not a career politician.
Right. And if you want to look at her website, monicaformichigan.com, all spelled out, monicaformichigan.com, and be sure to go to convention and tell them you want to go to the state nominating convention so you can vote for her. Thanks a lot, Monica. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Rainey. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
$4,747. 4747. That's how much, on average, each Michigan family will save annually with Perry Johnson as our governor. 4747. Perry is Michigan's renowned quality expert and mathematician. He helped save the Detroit auto industry by improving efficiency and now can save our state. Perry says we start by eliminating waste and cutting 2 cents of every dollar of discretionary spending. No more state income tax. More money in your pockets. Perry wants you to keep your money and live your dreams. So your choice is one more career politician or Perry Johnson, who'll shake up the system and send you the savings. 4747, Perry Johnson.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. You just heard the commercial there for Perry Johnson for governor. In full disclosure of my show, I have not endorsed Perry Johnson. That commercial was sent directly to the radio station with the proper candidate forms and disclosure information and was produced by their campaign and sent to the radio station. By contract per FCC rules and regulations, we have to air those commercials. Now, I plan to have Perry on the show to vet him, to ask him questions about why he's running again after his failed attempt in 2022, and basically, really, what is his agenda for fixing the state of Michigan. Now, one of my requirements for endorsing a candidate for governor will be after April 21st, which is the filing deadline of them having to file the sufficient number of petition signatures to get on the ballot. I believe some of these candidates running right now are not going to make that minimum threshold of 15,000 valid signatures. You can turn in up to 30,000 signatures, but you have to make sure that at least 15,000 are valid. And I'm not sure of the candidates currently running, saying they're running for governor, whether they're going to meet that threshold. After April 21st, and we see who's actually going to be on the ballot, then I'm going to have these guys on the show. Each one will be invited to come on and spend an hour with us. And we will be taking text messages from you guys, asking them questions, and being able to get to know them a lot better. Also, those that make it on the ballot will be invited to come to the 7th annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast on Saturday, July 18th in Central Lake, Michigan, where they'll be able to make their 5-minute stump speech and take questions from you guys and then mingle, even sit down and eat with us. Maybe they might go out on the gun range and show us how good a rifleman they are on the 100-yard deer rifle range. So this is going to be the process, and I just wanted to be clear. That commercial was sent to the radio station. Vicky looked at the candidate form. She looked at the qualifying forms that had to be turned in with it. She said they meet FCC requirements. We have to run the commercial. We're just doing what the FCC tells us we have to do. It is not as a sponsorship endorsement. I just want to make sure you understand that. I am not endorsing at this point until we see who actually gets on the ballot, qualifies. April 21st is the deadline, and we will start the vetting process the very next day, April the 22nd. Now, one of the things I do want to mention is that this is going to be a very important election for our state. Why? Because basically everybody is on the ballot except for president. And I believe even President Donald Trump's policies should be on the ballot for people to look at. Perry Johnson and the other Republican candidates running for governor all want to support the president and his agenda and his policies. Which one of these candidates would be the best person for us to vote for to do that? Number one. Number two, we are also electing a U.S. senator. Long time since that's happened where we have both open seats for governor and U.S. senator that can be voted on by the people. We're getting a new attorney general. We're getting a new secretary of state. We may be getting new state senators, state representatives. This is going to be a very, very critically important election. The primary is going to be on August 4th. This year is the primary. First Tuesday in August is August 4th. The general election is going to be Tuesday, November 3rd. So this happens very quickly. The first week in August, the first week in November. Now, one thing that you have to understand, you're going to see a lot of TV ads. I believe Perry Johnson will probably be running an ad during the Super Bowl. That is going to be on Sunday, not this Sunday, but February 8th. So as we look at the calendar and we see things happening a week from this Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, you're probably going to see a TV commercial, maybe one, two, maybe even three of them during the Super Bowl. Those will be regional. Those will be probably just bought to air in the state of Michigan only. I'm not really sure how the networks do that, but it's going to be very expensive for him to do that. And I believe the reason he's doing it is quite simple. Name recognition raises numbers in the polls and seek President Trump's endorsement. If he can get President Trump's endorsement over the rest of the field, in my opinion, based on the sheeple people, love the president, may influence them in the primary. It did back in 2022, when just a couple of days before the primary, he came out and officially endorsed Tudor Dixon. Well, that endorsement caused her to beat Kevin Rinke in that Republican primary. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. American imperialism. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by